I think Andrew, we talked about this today a bit. Andrew Thorburn, former chief executive of the National Australia Bank, was appointed yesterday as chief executive of the Essendon Footy Club. I think he's doomed. I think already he is finished, which might be unfair, but I'll play you something that indicates that in a moment. I've already spoken to the deputy mayor out at Port Phillip, who's organising a boycott by Essendon supporters. The problem is the situation is he's a member of a church which in the past has likened abortion to concentration camps, which is offensive nonsense in my view, and said homosexuality is evil, which is also offensive nonsense in my view. There's no indication whether Andrew Thorburn agrees with that or not. And there's underlying issue here, really. Can you refuse a person employment on the basis of their religious beliefs? But I think he's in trouble. Now, I might be jumping the gun a bit here. He's given very good explanations about how he runs an inclusive organisation, and when he was at National Australia Bank, they won all sorts of awards for gendered equality. However, this is why I think he's in trouble. Have a listen to this, and I want your views. 133693. This is your Premier, Daniel Andrews, on the issue. Now, he's an Essendon supporter, remember. This is the Premier on the issue of Andrew Thorburn and his position as chief executive, given his background with the church.
There are many reasons to be a somewhat disappointed Essendon supporter. I don't want to make light of this, though, but again, the first point I made, I think, is the salient one. I don't appoint the CEO of the Essendon Footy Club or the CEO of any footy club. That's a matter for the board, and they'd be best placed to speak to you about that. That's entirely a matter for them.
Will you renew your membership?
Yes.
Membership, even though he's been appointed?
Yeah, the Essendon Footy Club is about more than one person. And I'd encourage all Essendon members to renew their membership, and anyone who is a supporter but hasn't joined, well, you should join.
When will we...
That's your choice, if you want my view on it.
Well, he also went on to say, and we'll try and get the audio of it, that the background of the church as described, he says, that kind of intolerance, hatred and bigotry is just wrong. And he's right. That type of intolerance, hatred and bigotry is just wrong. But that does not mean Andrew Thorburn embraces that. I just think when you've got the Premier saying how disappointed he is that the chief executive of his footy club has been appointed and it's this man, I think that chief executive is on pretty shaky ground. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. I think it's a reality. Well, let's have a think about this. Welcome to Victoria, where the government tells you what to believe, think, and worship. But how else to interpret it? The Premier has gone after Andrew Thorburn, the new chief executive of the Essendon Footy Club. He's very disappointed by his appointment because he's part of a church called City on a Hill, which opposes abortion and doesn't approve of homosexuality. This is what the Premier said.
Those views are absolutely appalling. I don't support those views. That kind of intolerance, that kind of hatred, bigotry is just wrong.
The Catholic Church says abortion is a sin. Now, admittedly, they don't liken it to concentration camps, which is appalling. The Catholic Church says abortion is a sin. It says the Catechism on homosexuality, these acts are contrary to natural law. Under no circumstances can they be approved. The Catholic Church has a strong stand against abortion and homosexuality. The Premier, and it's entirely his right, is a practicing Catholic. Is it reasonable, if we're pursuing Andrew Thorburn on what his views are of the church he attends, to ask the Premier, well, you say you're a Catholic, but you support abortion and you support gay rights. You sure? Because your church says the opposite. The point is, Daniel Andrews, Andrew Thorburn, anybody is entitled to believe and worship what they wish, provided it isn't intruding on or harming others. And the Premier's crossed the line today. I think Andrew Thorburn is probably finished as chief executive of the Essendon Football Club before he's even started. I think that's rough. I think that's very rough, but I think that's the reality.